Not very much, I don't think. Because I've never heard of anybody having enough to make it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one or two, I don't know what you'd do with them.
Yeah.
Do with the wool.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think maybe the few that have either sort of had them as pets, or either, I know one fellow that raises them and then kills them and barbecues them, meat and sells it like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what you would call the male animal, the male sheep?
Maybe a ewe.
Maybe that's the female.
Is that the female? I guess he'd be the ram then.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what he'd be the ram. That's right, he would be, you're right.
Okay.
Go ahead, I've never just known much for sheep.
I think I might have seen him once or twice in my life. All right, animals that you raise, for pork, bacon and all that, you would call them?
Hog.
Yeah. What about a small one?
Maybe a pig.
Is there an intermediate size, bigger than a pig, but not quite full grown?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, do you know the word shoat?
Yeah, I always thought shoat, or shoat, was a, I don't know which one it is, was a young male pig, but I might be wrong there.
Excuse
me. I'm not sure about that, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but when he's full grown, you call him?
He's a hog.
Yeah. What about the male hog?
Let's just call it a hog.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the word boar?
Yeah, but I always think of a boar as being a wild hog.
Yeah. Say if a farmer didn't want his young male hog to grow up to be a boar, you say he'd give what to him?
Cut him or castrate him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is there a name for him after that's been done to it?
If there is, I don't know it.
All right. Do you know the word B-A-R-R-O-W?
Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've heard of barrels and shows, but I'm just on that, when it's talking about the prices.
All right. Okay. What would you call a female?
A sow.
Yeah. Do you have a name for an unbred female hog?
No, if there is, I don't know about
it. Do you know guilt?
No, I don't.
Okay. These stiff hairs that grow on hog's back, you call them?
Bristles.
And the long teeth that some of them have.
I think those would be just, I can't say it. It's on just my tongue. Tuss.
Mm-hmm. Tuss. You ever heard people call them tushes?
Tushes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you associate that with a particular kind of person, tushes? Or just anybody who likely to say that?
I think that's more illiterate.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay. All right. These wooden things that you poured feed in for the hogs, right? They would be.
That's a trough.
Okay. More than one. You'd have several
troughs.
All right. Now you mentioned wild hog. Have you ever heard any other word for them besides just wild hog?
Wild boar.
Yeah, wild boar.
No. Razorback.
Mm-hmm. Is that used?
Not around here. We got one around here, but I know of them anywhere.
Okay. All right. Talk about the noise that's made by a calf. When it's being weaned, you might say, well, just listen to that calf.
Moving.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the noise made by a cow that's hungry or wants to be milked? You say, just listen to that cow.
I'd say moving.
Mm-hmm. Too. And the general noise that a horse makes, you would say, does for
a neigh.
Alright. A general term for animals like cows and horses, mules and so forth. Would you have one word that would cover all of those?
That'd be livestock.
Livestock, okay. What would you use for your cows and bulls and calves?
I said the cattle.
Cattle, okay. Do you have a general word for feathered animals like ducks and geese and guineas and chickens?
If you did, it'd be foul, but I don't think anybody, I don't think they'd use that, around here much.
Would they use the general word, or would they just refer to it specifically?